This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
In alhamdulillah, nahmadahu wa nasta'inahu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlil fala hadiya la wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha qatu qati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهم رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحد حج محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we live in a world today that is constantly bombarding us with everything and anything it can to take us away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The world as it has been set up today, and this has been in play for many, 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 many generations, is a world that is designed to strip us of any identity that connects us with the one who created us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because strength lies in the connection with the identity of being someone who is created. That is strength. Whether or not a person understands, that's a different story. But that is a pure strength. A pure strength is to understand that I am a created being. I am a person who did not exist And now I exist by the will of the one who created the heavens and the earth. It is he upon who I depend on for all of my affairs. He is the final say in all matters. He is the final say in every single thing in my life. That type of person has an inner strength that cannot be controlled. And the point of the world as we know it is to exude complete control over human beings. That is the system that is set up as we know it. Is for there to be people who control, and there's a very small section of them, and then everyone else is controlled. It is very difficult, and they know this, the people in power, the people who would like to see us all subjugated, understand and know that it is very hard to control a people who see something higher than them. They want to be the highest form of authority. They want to be the highest form of need. If you have something you need, they want you to come to them. If you have something you want to know, they want you to ask it from them. If you want to know how to live your life, they want to be able to make the rules. They want to be able to make the laws, even though the rules and laws they make are made for them to be broken. It is master's rules that are made for the slaves. This has been happening for eons. But this is the system that it is under today. But they also understand that people who consider themselves slaves only to the one who created them are very tough to control, because we have a system that goes above and beyond everything that they will bring forward. So how do we, under this system that is constantly being pushed harder and harder and harder, as Muslims survive this current environment? Because this is our strength. If you grab this concept and you hold on to it firmly, you will be a person who will, number one, see the world for what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to see the world for what it is. There's many terms for it. You know, some of them have become so cliche that we don't use them anymore. Being woke. And that's taking on a whole other term right now. But for me, it just means that you have your eyes open. Not just these two that are in your head. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you as a conscience, as a farasa, as an ability to see things as they truly are, not as they appear to be. Because what appears to be today, oh my goodness, is not what it always is. This is also, I think, one of the purposes behind social media. You want my honest opinion? Social media was to be a massive success for those who love control. Why? Because it has created a world that doesn't exist. Social media, the internet, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, there's so many of them. I'm not on a lot of them because I simply don't too old to understand how they work. But they were created to create an illusion for you. It's a world that is not real. You see people living on social media and you think you know them. They have this life, they have that life. You don't know anything. This is such a falsity. In reality, I could go on social media and make you think I'm the most rich and wealthy person that has ever walked the face of this earth based on my social media if you never knew me in real life. It's not reality, but all of this is designed to make you live under a system of complete control and illusion. Who is going to be the ruler of this system at one point? Ad-Dajjal. This is his system. This system is being paved for him like a golden brick road, because Ad-Dajjal will rule on confusion. He will rule on illusion, and he will have the people in the palm of his hand. That is the world we are entering right now. But how as a Muslim, how as a believer, do I live in this type of world and stay true to the fact that I was created to be an obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I've mentioned this shortly in one of my khatiras. He said, Ya Rasulullah, qulli fi Islam. Give me some words about Islam. Give me some advice about Islam. Give me some advice about this religion. Just give me one thing that is so sufficient, that is so complete, that I will never have to ask another thing. I want you to give me an advice. I want you to give me an advice. Brothers, please move forward. We have quite a few people waiting to come in, inshallah. I want you to give me an advice that is so comprehensive, that is so magnificent about this religion that I'll never have to ask you anything else ever again. Now this man, bless may Allah bless him, he was looking to try to get some, you know, long explanation from one of the greatest things that could be given to them. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing something to them, speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, getting advice from